My name's Catherine Black, and I'm reading from my first book of prose poetry entitled Lessons of Chaos and Disaster. And the first poem I'm going to read is called Learning to Spell. I write your name in felt letters, in plastic magnets, in crayon colors, in macaroni, in gold spray paint. Brother, I write your name in sand and shells, and you are eliminated from the shore. Brother, I write your name in icing on a birthday cake, in loops and rosettes, and you are devoured. Brother, I write your name in smoke, in skywriting, your epitaph under the bark of a birch tree, the underside of forest fungus, traced in frost on the car window. I write your name in dust at the back of my closet, backwards in suede, frontwards in sugar, in talcum powder, in butterfly pollen. I shake for the spelling of you. I dam the tide with my body for you. I sit in trees like a butterfly for you, and cakes bloom spores, and you are grown over. In forests and closets, you are dusted. Brother, protecting your name, I write you in subcutaneous ink, in blood, in the steam breath on the mirror, in a poem you will never, ever read. This next poem is called Where She Starts to Disappear. It's from the same book. Turning over in the hot cigarette breeze on a shingled rooftop, where the turning of the decades, we're close to the tips of pine trees, the clusters of patterned pine cones. We are splayed as the meat of books. In our hair, the hard beads of lemon pulp, a wash of blonder strands. We attract bees and the humming of planets. In the distance, the lake curves blue and shimmies in sunlight. There's the smell of water, the gasoline smoke of boats. The rip of water and the underspinning of sharp propellers. Boys pass by, close to the dock in racing postures, the wind shaping their hair into helmets of blonde. They are black-eyed in their sunglasses and serious faces. They would touch our bodies, irreverently, after a moment of being so close in the orange glow of a dangerous bonfire. Blue jeans leap it, sparks wafting in a torrent, ascending like burning motes, filaments on fire. The horses at sunset. The horses and their dirty water buckets and heavy feet, and my bare feet running through the paddock, leaping over manure piles, landing in mud, scraping the sweat from the hot-backed horse, thinking of boys and the open-air concert, guitars, tattoos, smoke, and near sex. At night, dinner is a rushed event of churning carrots and sugar-snap peas, the ripping of warm bread stuffed into cheeks, and kisses to befuddled parents who hope we won't starve or become pregnant. Moon in daylight, moon by night. The echo of Canadian rock and roll across water into the labyrinth of straight trees. A thumb hooks into a belt loop. A handbrake pushes into the back of a thigh, a footprint into the windshield. The running shoes and crumpled jeans and underwear are in piles on the granite slope. Tanned and skinned, thin bodies slip through the black water past the fan gills of startled fish. I bleed through my jeans in the dark. Humiliated by my humanity, I close my eyes to become a ghost, a mote, a swan, a filament on fire. He kisses me over the lake in the peeling evening of a boathouse. The white paint lifting, the mosquitoes probing, the moon ascending, the sound of water on the cribs of docks. I close my eyes and, for a moment, I'm unbound and prayerful. I pray to God of the buckskin horse, God of newly muscled boys, God of red corvettes and overloud music. I pray to God of abandoned shacks, God of pine taste, God of naked fish, God of ink and private books, God of names I would be called, God of make me whole. The arcade is peopled with bad kids in their big city haircuts. They spit, they swear, feed the machines with their parents' loose change. The girl with the black eyeliner and the partially shaved head is high on acid. Her eyes are crazy, she's pooling in silver. She's been dropped deep into some well and can still see in the dark. She laughs and doesn't mean it. When she turns around, there is the black tattoo of a cross on her neck. Don't freak her out. Don't tell her that when everyone goes back to the big city, she will be here closing her eyes and imagining herself whole, invisible, a ghost, a mote. She blackens her eyes with eyeliner. This is where she starts to disappear.